G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today.
Do you know what? You're really upsetting me with what you're saying about that Bible in your hands and Jesus Christ. I think I'm a Christian. I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. I keep the Ten Commandments and I say the Lord's Prayer every night. I don't need to get as serious as you are. And I'm not going to spend so much time on church and thinking about God. Hello there. Have you heard that sort of conversation before? Have you been in a similar discussion with someone and they become so angry they were glaring at you and absolutely mad at you? You were left alone as they stormed off and left you shaking. Don't be alarmed. It's happened to a number of us who were left thinking, where did I go wrong? Should I have compromised or not said so much? What a mess. I'm really feeling shattered and weak at the knees. Friends, we are called to be faithful, and providing we have spoken the truth in love, the glorious gospel of God, we've not done wrong. We have faithfully spoken, but because of our compassion and concern, well, we may have become a little overheated with ourselves, but don't be over distressed. Be thankful that they reacted at all. Some people don't get anywhere near that. Their hearts are so cold and they simply say things like, I feel sorry for you. It's obvious I don't feel I need what you say you need. Okay, you go ahead, but don't involve me. I'm not interested. When you speak of Jesus Christ and the gospel, people get upset. They don't mind hearing of him as a rabbi or a good teacher, but saviour? I don't need a saviour, they say. They just cannot understand that we all do need a saviour. We all have slipped off God's pathway for our lives and we can't get back on ourselves. We've gone astray and can't climb back onto the narrow way. We don't even acknowledge we've ever been on the broad way, leading to destruction. In the Bible, we read these words in Isaiah 53. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. And the Lord has laid on him, the Messiah, the iniquity of us all. That was a prophetic utterance from Isaiah concerning the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? Well, John the Baptist, speaking of Jesus, described him as the Messiah and said, here he is, the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God, he takes away the sins of the world. John the Baptist was a wonderful example of a brave evangelist speaking out about his Saviour. John spoke out about sin and judgment, and people got very angry at him, and to keep him quiet, they put him in prison. And he actually died there for his faithful witness to our Saviour. Jesus spoke very highly of this man and his witness. No, it's not easy. Witnessing is not simple, and it takes a lot of time, patience, boldness, and a lot of prayer. It can be very hard sometimes, sometimes very painful and slogging work, especially if you live with them. Relatives will think you're mad. Did you know that even Jesus' relatives thought he was mad? Nevertheless, we are encouraged to take the good news of the gospel and God-given opportunities, and not to be surprised at anger when people are angry with us and either walk away or try to argue with us. They've got their own ideas and they don't want to be rocked by another person's view. They may ask us awkward, unanswerable questions where God alone knows the answers, especially in regard to sorrow which comes into all our lives. And they begin to say, why does this happen? Why does that happen? If there is a God. Remember, always, when witnessing, that God is only a prayer away. Can't stop you praying. So then, what does exactly get up people's noses? Us or our words? It's the gospel message. People do not want to be told that they are insufficient of themselves. They admit they are not perfect, but ask them if they are prepared to follow God's teachings and change their lives to suit God. And there will be opposition, so don't be surprised. But don't give up. There's a wonderful reward in heaven waiting for you for faithful witnessing. Read about it in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12. So, press on. Don't get too dispirited. You're not the first.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for your promised presence with us in all that we do for you. Thank you also that we know you love us always, and we want to share that love. Your truth is a loving message of salvation, but we encounter opposition and sometimes it is ugly. Please help us to press on into Satan's domain and be ready to give a reason of hope within us. And Lord, help us to remember we are the head, not the tail. We have all of heaven on our side. So give us confidence as we step out into the day and help us to keep close to you so we are all the more confident. You are speaking through us and our lives. We love you. Thank you for the success you promised us, although we may have to wait for results. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Come and see us again real soon.